connect you to the next available agent.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Mr. Gandhi, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Mr. Gandhi. My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. How are you today?
Good. What is that?
We finance businesses, and we like to help you grow and expand your business by providing you with the most amazing rates and also terms. Do you have any existing loans right now?
I have one small one, a line of credit, but can you for bad credits and for bad histories and this kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, the thing is that we basically we tend to kind of like be more lenient than other places. The only thing that we ask is the last four statements of your bank. We will need, in your case, will be May, June, July, and August. How much do you guys make a month over there?
I'm not there yet. I'm not going to share statements before I know, if it makes sense or not.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You said that you owe a small amount. I get that. But I'm only asking for your revenue, how much, so I can have an idea and give you an idea of what you can possibly get. So how much do you guys...
You do like $100,000 a month. That's very bad history in the previous business.
Okay. So with $100,000, forgive me.
90% lenders are not accepting fraud. Understand? I don't know what you think.
Right. Okay. So basically, this is what I can do for you. I know that if you make $100,000, we can get you anywhere between 100 to 150% of what you earn on a monthly basis. So that means to you that we can get you between $100,000 and $150,000. Now, you mentioned that there's some things on your credit. Right now, you're standing a loan. How much is it for?
Outstanding loan is in good condition.
No, I know, but how much do you own a loan? What the balance? What's the balance?
It's like $15,000. That's
the good thing is that we will basically get you out of that, get you the loan, get you enough capital to cover that. Put you in a better rate, so it will be a win-win situation for you. Do you remember the name of the company that you have this loan with?
Doc Funding.
What is it called?
Doc Funding.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. I'm doing this 100K that you do. And let's see, ABC Residential Casework. What kind of industry is this?
Cabinet work for...
Cabinet work. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, very good. So would you say that this is considered perhaps like a general type of contracting?
Listen, before we proceed,
yeah,
I had a previous business, okay, that...
Mm-hmm.
Like 4 years ago.
Okay.
I had a bankruptcy. We defaulted on a couple of loans, hard money loans, MCAs.
Uh-huh.
And it goes up on the records all the time. And 99% lenders are not accepting the company. So tell me why you are different.
Because of we deal with investors that are more lenient. But what I'm going to do for you, like you said, so I'm going to
everybody tells me the same thing, and they always come back, sorry, I cannot help you. Everybody.
Right. So that's what I'm going to do. If you allow me to finish this right now, what I'm going to do for you is before I actually submit or anything like that, I'm going to send a conversation that I'm going to have with one of my – I'm going to talk to my best underwriter. He's got about 18 years experience in this, and he's got the best relationships. So you're telling me that you have how many other loans went to default?
Two, three big loans, yeah.
The, they went to default, and they still show on your record?
Yes.
Okay. Just tell me, you said that there are two of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Two of them. Okay. And do you recall the balance on those?
Like, altogether, like $300,000-$400,000.
Okay. I'm going to put $300K. And how long ago were there?
4 years ago.
4 years ago. Okay. 4 years ago. Okay. 4 years ago. All right. And on those loans, you were making you said that you took over this company, correct? This were not your personals, but it was somebody else's after you took over the company?
No, the last company, I was the owner, and it got shut down. There's not existing any longer.
Got it. Got it. So previous company shut down. Got it. And last question. Under this company that you shut down, did you file for any type of bankruptcy?
Yes, a personal bankruptcy.
Okay. Do you remember what chapter of bankruptcy you what's it, 11, 13?
I believe it was chapter 13.
Okay, sure, that's it. All right. With this info, I'm going to send a conversation with my senior underwriter. I'm not going to waste your time, okay, because you said that everybody, I'm going to treat you differently. With this info, I'm going to send that right now. Tell me how much are you looking to get so that way I can shoot it to him.
I would like to see $100,000 minimum.
Okay.
But in the right structure, like best would be like a line of credit revolving.
What we will do, if we could do anything, I'm going to tell you this, we will actually give you a working hard capital. We're not going to give you a line of credit. We're going to give you hard capital. However you do, whatever you do with it, whether it's to pay or to buy equipment or whatever it is that you want to do, that's entirely up to you. But it will be, do you want me to do 100 to 150K?
What are you saying? 100? You're saying you mean like an MCA, Merchant Cashier, then?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Or if... No.
No, because I don't want to default you again. You understand? My business, my construction
right,
business...
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them, how are you... the difference between us and the senior underwriter that I'm going to set you up with, if anything, is that he's going to basically structurize a deal for you. You're going to feel comfortable. You know what your liquid cash is on a daily, monthly basis. Sometimes
I have a very long, production cycle.
Right.
MCA cannot see. I have to pay minimum month to month. I mean, maximum, actually.
Right.
Daily, not all those things. I'm not gonna
fly. Got it. I'm writing this right now. Looking for monthly payment. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, let's see. Looking for monthly payment. Okay. Only. All right. That's what I'm doing this right now. I'm putting everything right now for you. Only. Okay. All right, so basically, that's what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them that you have two loans that went on default on the previous previous company that you own. You shut it down. You went into bankruptcy. You filed for Chapter 13. Right now, you're looking, if we are able to do something for you, you want $100,000 to $150,000, and you're looking for monthly payments only. We can do that. You're ready to do the deal, and you take possession of that working capital right away, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'm going to do. Let me send this information right now. If they respond in a positive way, I will call you back and I will tell you that we are going to be able to do it. We'll fill up the application together and we try to get you in with an underwriter today. If not, then I would, you know, call you back and tell you, you know what, Mr. Gandhi, it is what you have said in the past. They're probably not going to be able to do so. But the last 4 months, and I'm talking about May, June, July, and August, you are able to show me under your bank statements that you were stable or you were consistent, you know, with your $100K a month in revenue, correct?
It's not like on the dollar and cents, you know, it's in that range. You know, some months right. We do more, we do less.
I get it, but my point is that there is an actually consistency of, I don't know, 80,000 every month or more, whatever. Okay, all right, beautiful. Okay, that's all I need to know. Okay, so let me go to work for you, okay? Let me send this information to my underwriter, and I'll have an answer for you before lunchtime, okay? How about that?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Gandhi. Please do remember my name is Dave, and I'll work really hard for you, okay? God bless.
What's your company name?
Name of my company is Milestone Capital, New York.
All right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.